a man, baby. Okay.
That is not his wife.
No, that's his daughter.
That is Becker.
That's a man.
That's
Rick
Becker.
That's Rick Becker from Intercom Promotions.
He's Dick Cheney's daughter in real life. Maybe that's why he disappeared.
This is not so much a knock on Rick Becker as it is on Mary Cheney, by the way.
Oh, this is the secret lesbian daughter.
Well, her new memoir, It's My Turn, is about to be released. We'll have more on that later.
Okay.
Can you watch?
Well, as somebody noted, be careful who you hate, because that's who your children are going to be and or sleep with. So there you go, Dick Cheney. Hoist by ye own petard. This is a picture from the Drudge Report of Dick Cheney, who is evil, posing with his daughter, who is really Rick Becker from Fisher Radio Promotions. Wait, and again, I should note for the record, this is not a knock on Rick Becker. Rick Becker's a very attractive man. I think we would all agree. Rick Becker is, one might even call Rick Becker a pretty man. With excellent wardrobe taste. Blah, 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 blah. Rick Becker, the reason I say this, Rick Becker, now that we're just hopelessly, in talking shop here.
Well, Mary Cheney had plastic surgery to look like Rick Becker.
It's like that thing when what's that guy, Scott, what's his name, that had plastic surgery to look like Liberace? Scott Ahmed, whatever his name was. Liberace. Okay, we got to stop. Let's stop and get a hold of ourselves. Because we've gone from Mary Cheney to Rick Becker to Liberace's gay lover. Okay, let's stop. This, kids, is the Rick Emerson Show. As though you confused it with anything else. We were talking the other day about our new production, the AM 970 Solid State Radio new logo. And let's, by the way, give it up for the logo and how fantastic the station logo looks. That's all a woman named Bridget over at the First Avenue building. Okay, so we were talking about the image of the station, the new production. We got a new voice guy, the new liners, new all of that. And we were talking about how the station, to use the industry term, the station punches through. Meaning, as you're scanning through the dial, you're flipping through the dial, it doesn't sound like everything else. The station sounds a lot different. It just sounds very distinctive. So, really, just by dint of this whole discussion, this is more of the punching through. Since you're not really going to hear this discussion on whatever automated crap is playing everywhere else. So, when we were at Fisher, many moons ago now, in promotions for our then sister station, the KWJJ, there was this guy, Rick Becker, who worked in promotions. Rick Becker was one of the two guys, when I did that, the big gay makeover, which is actually, I think, even predates the Queer Eye show, but there was...
It was during that trend.
It was during that trend. There was Rick Becker and Rick Becker's friend, Joel. And Joel, remember Joel? Joel with the sparkling eyes?
Yes.
Joel was an attractive man. They became
Joel
in.
Joel was attractive.
He did. Joel was one of those. Joel's one of those guys. Totally, just came out of the womb, knowing how to dress. He just came out. He came like he was at 6 months old. He probably had like finger jewelry that matched his, you know, his belt or whatever. It was something like skills I will never have. So Rick and Joel did the big makeover where I got the different haircut and I got the whatever. We did the full Queer Eye for Rick thing. The point here is that Rick Becker is an attractive man. So it's no knock on him to say that Mary Cheney, who is Dick Cheney's lesbian daughter, she's Rick Becker. There's no getting around it. I gotta go Photoshop later and just at his MySpace, just put her head on his body and see if anyone notices. You can see this picture at Drudge Report, by the way.
Well, you should be able to see it in Vanity Fair.
Can't you just look at that picture, Mary? Can't you just see her going?
If you would have shown that to me and not said anything about Rick Becker, that would be the one name that would have come to mind.
Look at this picture of Mary Cheney. Can't you just see this mouth opening and like a whole lot of, I don't know, when are we going to get the inflatable out at the car lot for the Saturday remote? I mean, I don't have any part-timers. Where did the street team vehicle go? Can I get a bigger budget? Where's Ron Carter? I can totally hear all of those things coming out of this woman's mouth. Well, what are you going to do? So there you go.
So, you can pick up Vanity Fair on the 3rd, and this article is in here. The story also says that Dick Cheney travels with a chemical biological suit at all times.
Okay, is that sort of like what, for when he falls into the volcano following the duel with Obi-Wan?
Apparently so.
Okay.
And he says when he rides around, he says, yeah, we take different routes so that the jackal can't get me. And then there was the big duffel bag in the middle of the back seat. And he was asked, what is that? And it... Cheney replied, it's a chemical biological suit.
It's like the ears of people who have wronged him that he cuts off and wears on a belt around the house at night. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, so here's... I was just talking to Sarah during the break. It's like... It is one of those weeks. I can already tell. It's one of those weeks where we could do like 6 hours every day. Later on, if we have time, we will talk about this country music scandal that's going on, which will keep. It'll keep, though. We don't have to do it today. It'll keep, but I'm trying to do it today. Got Peter Carlin coming up, Jim Roop. We got to talk about this Ben Affleck thing, clearly, because I've obviously touched a kind of nerve with the Ben Affleck as Captain James Tiberius Kirk thing. This guy accusing me of losing all of my geek credentials, because if I think that Ben Affleck would make a good Shatner. Listen to this. Rick, Affleck, geeks do not like him. Dude, you have lost your geek credentials if you think geeks like Ben Affleck. They do not like him. They loathe Ben Affleck. Despite his connection to Kevin Smith, he is still a tool. He is a whiny bitch who is only good, whose only good feature is his efficient conversion of oxygen to carbon dioxide. It was Cinescape that broke the rumor. That's all it is, a rumor. No true geek will go see Ben Affleck as Kirk. Bill cannot let this happen. Arg. Tony in the Couve. So there you go. What else do we have here? This is all Affleck stuff. To all of our dismay, the rumor may be true. If J.J. Abrams is set to direct the new Star Trek movie, which does indeed take place at Starfleet, Abrams is connected to Alias, which stars one half of the Bennifer combo. If we are lucky, she will be in the movie as well. See, that's what I'm saying. So it is, okay, so it takes place. It takes place at Starfleet. It could be Affleck. I don't think Affleck is. Rick, this email says, Kirk would never be taken. Listen to this about Affleck as Kirk. The real James T. Kirk would never be taken in by a talentless Puerto Rican succubus with a huge backyard. Signed, Jim in Portland. Let's see what else. Who knew? He touched some sort of a nerve with the Affleck as Kirk thing. So we have another one here. The new film is supposed to be about the early days of Kirk and Spock. This will not be any sort of homoerotic gay internet porn, by the way. Attention, housewives. The new film is about the early days of Kirk and Spock when they first met in the Academy and such. And it's, again, blah, 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 J.J. Abrams. J.J. Abrams, who has sort of a limited Midas touch, where things are good for like a year and then they begun, then the suck sets in. What else? All is just, now it's just nothing, it's nothing but Affleck. Rick, Affleck is an unsubstantiated rumor. So, rumors run rampant. I heard Jason Mewes is considered for Spock. All right. Well, let's quickly go around the room. Affleck as Kirk. You say yes.
I can see it. I can really see it. You know, and I don't have the geek credentials that you do. However, I watched Star Trek my entire life, and I really think that he looks like him, and I can see him playing the part.
I
can see it. Like, when you mentioned it, I could see him in the little Star Trek outfit.
I just wonder if it would be hard to take seriously, though.
I don't think so. I think that is his niche. I mean, look at Armageddon. I think his niche is being in space.
His niche is being in space on big rocks and being... You know, the one thing that Affleck has going for him, as Kirk, is that I can't even believe I'm using it. If you'd asked me this morning if I was going to use that phrase, I would have said you were high. The thing that he's got going for him as Kirk is he's got almost caricature-like tough guy looks. Like, he's got the huge lantern jaw and, like, the piercing blue eyes and the hairline. You know, and Kirk is sort of a stereotype. So, I mean, I could almost see that. Tim Riley, Ben Affleck as James T. Kirk.
I suppose what harm could it cause at this point?
It is true. It's like the franchise is so hopelessly damaged at this point. It's like, what? You are right. It's like, how much worse could the franchise even be treated? So, no. So, I guess not. I'm saying for me, I don't know. I don't hate it. It's not the worst idea. Because if it's not Affleck, then who? You know? Who could you possibly get to fill into the shoes of James T. Kirk? I can't think of anyone.
See, I don't think you can. I mean, so why not go with Ben Affleck?
It's impossible.
Because nobody's going to be William Shatner.
All right, let's give it to him.
All right. Well, we'll get the definitive answer here.
Hold me. Like you did by the lake on Naboo.
Aaron Geek in the City says, Rick, you sent out the request. Here I am to answer. First, Ben Affleck was reportedly visiting the set of Mission Impossible 3 because Abrams is thinking about him to play a younger version of Kirk, a very young version, which brings us to part two. Paramount claims, though Abrams downplays, that J.J. is in the running to revive the Star Trek franchise through a new Trek show, Star Trek The Early Years. They claim that Paramount wants to take Trek back to Kirk and Spock's Academy years. This is stupid for many reasons. One, no one wants Starfleet Academy 90210. Two, wait now for we to enter the true geek sanctum sanctorum. Spock is damn near 70 years older than Kirk, which would make it hard for them to be in school together. In fact, it's been established that Spock was already serving in Starfleet while Kirk was still a boy in Iowa. I am not actually against Ben Affleck playing a young Kirk, but I would rather see Mr. Chasing Amy simply take the center seat of the Enterprise for year 4 and 5 if they never finish 5-year mission. Blah, 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 blah. You can read all about Trek rumors at geekinthecity.com. All right, so there you go. Let's never talk about it again. We're done. It's 503-733-2970. 503. Lisa Gerard. Would you like the number? Is someone calling to advertise on this very fine radio station? Let me tell you.
It's money well spent.
If you'd like to advertise on this very fine radio station, call the... Wait, hold on. Hold on. I'll play the promo. It's 503-222-1011. You got that? We're good there? Fantastic. Let's see if I've got the...
Okay, good luck today.
I wonder if I've got the advertising promo done. If I have the advertising promo, I'll simply play it.
All right.
Is
it done?
No. This is live radio magic right here.
Okay.
And no, I don't think I've got it. It's lurking around somewhere. I don't know where it went to. Well, we'll find it. Oh, here we go. Sarah, is my computer up? Okay, kids, I'm going to play. We're not going to commercial yet. I'm just playing this to, you know, just to, for the people. So if you are interested, just listen to this now.
If you would like to advertise on AM 970, contact the lovely Lisa Gerard at 503-222-1011. Buy our station or die. This is AM 970. Solid State Radio.
God, that's noisy.
That's some goddamn production is what that is.
Absolutely.
That's fantastic. Sure. Give it to a Buzz there from KUFO. Put that together for us. All right, let's never talk about Ben Affleck as Captain Kirk again. Clearly, it's just going to become an ugly, divisive issue. All right, so we got to talk to Roop here in a while. But we got to... Here's the thing. And we talked about this with Byron Beck yesterday from the Willamette when he was here. And again, we'd like to thank those guys for... you know, for the, putting this on the list for the Canada's Gone Wild last night, which is fantastic.
Didn't work out so well for you.
Even though it didn't work out, and I was left outside standing in the cold like a commoner. But here,
I sat with the commoners and enjoyed myself immensely.
Well, here's the thing. I'm there at Canada's Gone Wild last night, and do you ever do that thing where like there's 9,000 people in the building, and then there's the one person you don't want to run into, mm-hmm. and that's always the guy that you end up next to at the urinal. Like you walk inside, like. And then you turn around and, like, there's the guy. There's the guy that, like, you owe money to. Or there's the guy that, like, you impregnated his sister or whatever. And so in my case, that guy is Nate, you know, since we completely decimated Nate's chances for getting
an
apartment.
Oh, no. Did you bump into him?
No, I don't think he saw me. Because I did the embarrassing, like, going the other way. So here's what happened. And I will lay this out once more for anybody who didn't hear it. So Sarah's boyfriend, Nate... who used to live with her. You guys used to live together. I know you're kind of reliving your own sorted history, but everybody's got to know. So you guys...
It was actually a year ago, like, this week.
So, yeah, you used to live together, and then... Is it just that you're not cut out to live with people, or that you're not cut out to live with him?
I think at that... We'd only been dating for a few months, and...
Well, yeah, you don't want to do that.
Yeah, that was... It was just a mistake.
Yeah.
It wasn't... I think that I could live with people. I mean, I'm living with my roommates just fine.
Okay. Well... Okay.
Let's, I don't know. We'll see.
Well, you don't have relationship issues with those people, though.
Exactly.
There isn't like a weird, you know, you don't pay enough attention to me. I need to be cuddled.
But
or
Nate and I both like our own space, so it is really nice to spend time together when we want to and then like get to go home to my own bed when I want to.
Well, that's okay. So you guys had lived together, then you broke up and moved out.
Yes.
Then later, but now you're back together, but not living together.
We got back together a couple months later.
All right.
And we're not living together.
Dating, but not living together, she says rather stridently. Okay. And so you were trying to find Nate a place to live because he's moving out of the House of Dudes.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but of all the places in all of the world, he found this apartment or this house to move into that was, for all intents and purposes, right next to where you now live, which I said at the time, and I stand by, this was a bad idea for all kinds of reasons. And you were uncomfortable with it, and I think it was wrong. But see, here's the thing, is it no longer matters that it was a bad idea because we were talking smack about the woman who lives at the house on the air because... And this can't be overstated enough, because Nate's prospective roommate, the woman that he would have been living with had he moved into this place next door to Sarah, the woman he would have been living with, put up a MySpace profile in which she looked like a hoe. And I'll say that till the day I die. Ho, 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 is what she looked like. It was her open mouth and a big pink Meritalade. And so she was listening to the show at work, and it was like a lot of, gather around, they're going to talk about me on the radio.
Let me get all the main management down
here. Yeah, let me get the president of the company
here. This doesn't happen very often.
They can hear this radio program.
I've had a couple of people actually send me stories of how they pictured it happening in their minds.
Exactly. So this woman, who again has put up a photo of herself in a publicly accessible place, not hidden, not private, not secret, not stashed away, a public photo of herself, her open mouth, and a big purple dildo. And so what do? We say, hey, look at this picture of the big purple dildo. What a hoe. Like, 0.2 seconds later, they call Nate. You are no longer allowed to move in. Screw you. Hang up.
No, they were more subtle. Well, it's funny because he had been talking to her about it the entire time and then didn't hear from her. And finally, he heard from the roommate that he had barely talked to calling for her saying right. That he didn't get the room.
And so now Nate has nowhere to live.
And all of his other roommates have found places to live. And so, ELS has not.
And you had a bad weekend because this all happened live on the air Friday where Nate is like, calling or emailing or whatever, like, thanks a lot, you ruined my life, I have a place to live, why am I dating you, you stupid girl? And then there's like all weekend long, it's a whole lot of like, I don't know if I'm single, I don't know if I'm dating, I don't think it's bad.
It was a bad weekend.
All very icky. And so I send this like big apology off to Nate. I email him this big like, sorry that I like, I'm trying to be the bigger man, like I'm trying to be the better guy. So I send off this apology, like, sorry I ruined your life and ruined your chances of getting an apartment. All right, dude, you know, I'm trying to be, like, apologetic but still, like, manly about it. And so, like, so let me know if I can help out, dude, you know, Rick. Don't ever hear back. So then we're at the Canada's Gone Wild thing last night. Like, 1,000 people in there. I'm walking down the stairs. Literally, I walk, like, right, I don't think he remembers. I walked right into him. Just as he's crossing the stairs, it's like I'm coming down. I, bam, walk right into him. I look up, and there he is in, like, some... He had some weird, like, southern plantation look on last night.
He was
like
all dressed up. He looked so cute.
He had, like a Mississippi string tie and whatnot. Like, he should have been sipping a mint julep somewhere.
Yeah, he was wearing, like, a blazer and stuff. He got all dressed up.
Yeah, it was like that episode of One Day at a Time where Schneider had a tux on for Valerie Bertinelli's wedding.
He was a wonderful, supportive boyfriend. He sat up in the front all by himself last night.
I have no... No, I'm sure that
Maybe
he was.
Maybe he has political ambitions.
Yeah.
He's going for senator.
And so I bumped into Nate last night, and I don't think he noticed me, but I immediately, like, ducked around and, like, walked the other way, because I figure, I send him an email apologizing. If I never hear back, I assume that's apology not accepted.
Oh, no, that's not the way he works.
Is he the strong, silent,
Maybe he's behind on email like you do.
What?
Maybe he gets behind on his email like
maybe.
We do.
Yeah.
Maybe. I just thought maybe he was the masculine, not acknowledged type.
Maybe he wanted to pretend like it didn't happen.
All right, we're just putting the whole thing behind him. Anyway, so now I feel like we're morally obligated to find him a place to live. That's the problem, because if we don't, because then it's just like a ripple effect. Because then if we, now that we've caused this entire mess, so now we have to find him a place to live. Because if we don't, then it's just gonna ripple through Sarah, which will then in turn ripple through the show, and it's just gonna everything's gonna go badly. So at some point. I don't even know how one begins doing that. I mean, where did he find this place? It was on Craigslist?
It was on Craigslist. Yeah, that's where I found my place, too. But it was so cheap. And he has a dog, you know, like a bigger dog. And so they were going to take his dog, and it was like $300.
Yeah. All right. So, I don't know. So if you want a tattooed punk rocker to live at your house.
He's a full-time employee. He's very responsible.
He does have a job. He has a real job, doesn't he?
He has a cool job, yeah.
Okay, he has an actual real job. I don't believe he sets fire to anything.
Worships in the church of his choice.
He's polite to his elders.
He likes to do dishes and cook.
Yeah, all right. And does he want an apartment or a house?
I think he wants a house. I think he's looking for some roommates.
Yeah, all right. So
not slutty ones.
No slutty roommates. Because you know what we're going to get is we're going to get endless dudes in bands. Who want him to move in. It's going to be a lot of guys who are in a band called, like, the Death Eaters, and they're going to have, like, an extra place, and it's just going to be nothing but whores and cocaine all the time.
Well, you know, at this point, I felt so bad about this weekend. I just want him to move into some place that's going to make him happy, because because I really messed up.
All right, so at some point, we'll have to figure out how we're going to do that. So so put that on the to-do list for the week. Find Sarah's boyfriend place to live. We're going to break here. We'll come back with Jim Roop, live from Los Angeles. Later on, we got the Xbox files. We got Peter Carlin for the Oregonian about the Sopranos, and I've finally seen it. And we'll get to this business of the John Bon Jovi song that's causing all the scandal everywhere. You don't go anywhere. It's the Rick Emerson Show. We are live from Portland on AM 970, Solid State Radio. You stay right there. See, Lee, Rick didn't go that far, baby. Rick's all about the love.
We embrace diversity.
We do.
I have a conservative friend who's a fan of his that was just as, like, this I couldn't even listen to it. It's too
Lars
far.
Larson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She said it was just cruel.
I'll take extra starch on my hood, please. All right. 503-733-2970. Thank you for coming by and making a part of your listening day. So Rick Emerson showed you about it. Blah, blah, blah. Rick, Affleck as Kirk, sacrilege. Enough said. And this is from a guy who signs himself Viking Dan. All right, there you go. Don't you remember me from Viking Quest? It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. All right, so here's what's coming up. We'll do the Xbox Files. We'll do the this John Bon Jovi business. And Peter Carlin. And so forth. And by the Dan Savage, well, never mind. Never mind. I was going to go on. And I got those. And now every time I even use the words Byron Beck, I immediately start getting flooded with emails from the Rick and Byron need to make out on the show contingent of the audience, which is now no longer just Kara. We have this listener, this female listener, Kara, who is much beloved by us. She spreads the word. We're big fans of Kara. You know, she is one of our old school big fans.
I even went up in a balloon with her.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's okay. That's how we kind of met her. She was the girl that wanted to get ready a balloon ride.
And Jolie went up in an adjoining balloon.
I did not go. I stayed at home and slept in. But the point is, she started this whole Rick's got to kiss some dude on the show thing. But the problem is now it's spread like a piece of fungus on old toast. And now every time I mention, every time we have somebody in the studio, every time I get a guy like Byron in here, suddenly the emails start to come in about Sarah taking out the megapixel phone and getting a picture of me lip-locking with some guy, which is probably not going to happen. So just, you know, just leave that there. We'll get Jim Roop in just one moment. Let's see here. Let's go to the phones. Hi, is this Kyle?
Yes, it is.
Former intern Kyle, how are
Hi,
you, sir?
Hi, Kyle.
What's up?
Hello.
What's
how
up?
How are you guys?
What's up, bro? Shouldn't you be working? Shouldn't you be lacing up shoes or something?
Well, no, I am working, but as you can see, it doesn't take much all to right. Do what I do.
All right, it's a hard life there.
It is hard.
At Nike. Have you met Phil Knight yet?
No, I haven't met Phil Knight. I do want to meet him, though.
Do you ever get to meet Phil Knight?
I haven't, no.
Really? I'll give you $20 if when you meet him, you just tackle him. Just like when that, this is Phil Knight, boom, and just right down onto his back.
Do not establish eye contact.
Yes. Do not look at Mr. Knight. What's up?
Oh, I was just saying, and I know Sarah may say no to this, but we just lost a roommate at the, we call it the Prop out in Milwaukee.
You call it the what?
The Prop?
We call it the Prop.
Is that an acronym? Does it stand for something?
The property, the Prop.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Let's see. My uncle owns a company that, you know, he rents houses and
okay.
Stuff, and part of it says properties in, so we call it the property.
Okay, son of a bitch. First of all, let's talk about the lad. You're still riding the uncle train. Last time I was at your house, it was at that
oh,
huge...
Oh, didn't you live in a mansion in the West Hills?
It was that huge, gauche, red, shag-carpeted porn house up in the hills where he played poker. Seriously, there was shag carpet there with, like, bong resin from 1975 and fingernail clippings from the Johnson administration.
He just remodeled it, too.
And so now you're living at yet another uncle house. What, is this like another 64,000-square-foot house that you're paying $200 a month for?
No, well, we're still paying $200, but we have I heard he had a dog, so we do have the fenced yard with a pool in the back. So that, you know, if the dog gets
attention,
pulled.
Nate.
Kyle. I don't want Nate to live with Kyle. Kyle's a bad influence.
What's wrong with Nate? Are you
not a bad influence?
There's nothing wrong with who?
Are you still smoking the pot, kid?
Every once in a while, I may indulge.
He's becoming more responsible.
Right,
we don't advocate.
With?
Yeah, who lives there now?
You know Dan.
Yeah, we know Dan's a good
Dan.
Sort.
Dan
I trust Dan.
I like Dan.
Dan's good. Dan's brother, so he's good.
Okay.
This other guy named Jesse, which you guys I don't think have even met.
Is the house... let me ask you a few questions. Is the house decorated with empty liquor bottles?
No, but we do have bottle caps that go around the living room. On
of
the very
course
top,
you do.
Which holds the surround sound speaker wires.
Fantastic. How many gaming consoles are in the house?
Three, and I do have the Xbox 360.
Is it good? Is it great?
Dude, Ghost Recon is disgusting.
All right. Do you
So how, where in Milwaukee? Like, I know you can't give specifics, but...
It's, do you guys know where King Road is?
Yeah, I do.
It's like, let's say it's between 49th and about 43rd.
All right, can you hang on? Are you busy? Okay, hang on, because I got to take Jim Roop here before he kills us. So don't go anywhere. Stay there. We'll be back. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show our good friend Jim Roop in Los Angeles. How are you, sir?
I got nothing.
I'm sorry. How are you? How are you, Jim?
I'm groovy, thank you.
Is your house decorated with bottle caps and or empty liquor bottles?
No.
All right. This is fantastic. It's the ultimate guy house, too. You can always spot a guy house because they've got some part of the alcohol that you normally throw away that they've turned into home decor. That's always what it is. That's the biggest giveaway that you are in the dude house. So, all right.
Toilet as a platter.
Exactly. That's totally what it is. Hubcap as serving tray.
There you go.
So you survived yesterday.
Yeah, it was a very long day. Yes, I did survive.
You sound beat, my friend. I heard that it was largely peaceful for the most part. I was listening to our good friend Tom Likas. He did like 3 out of 4 hours on the parade, so there wasn't much trouble. Everything was pretty much under control and pretty mellow.
Was he actually here?
Well, he's from where? He's in Westwood, right?
He's in Culver City.
He's in Culver City, yeah. So
on the route.
Yeah. So, but he was, you know, they were giving like updates, and he had people out in the street, you know, people in the field kind of talking about it. And apparently, I heard that there was a little bit of rabble towards the end of the night, but everything went pretty smoothly.
Yeah, there were some businesses along Wilshire Boulevard that were vandalized pretty extensively, and some bus stops kicked in. But for the most part, you know, a couple of arrests. No big deal.
All right.
You got 500,000 people and only a couple of arrests. That's not bad.
I got to say, that's actually pretty good. It's actually pretty good. And there was not much here, too. They were telling us like 10,000 people outside, literally outside the building where this station is. And I think we ended up with, what did the news say, 1,200?
Well, depending on who you believe, it was either between 1,200 or 5,000. So they were just making up numbers.
Yeah, so basically just making crap up here. So here it was a whole lot of nothing. Is this going to be like an ongoing thing, or is this like a one shot and they're out?
Oh Lord, I hope not. I hope it's just this is it. Although they are talking about doing more of these things because this was such a huge success. But you know. People are already tired of it. I don't think it has much life.
No, we were by the end of yesterday, we never wanted to hear the words illegal or immigrant again. We're sick of it. We're sick to the teeth of it.
Drank heavily, I'll tell you that.
Go home and have a cerveza for them, Jim. tomorrow we'll start finding frivolous things to talk about once again.
Let's hope so.
All right, well, go home. You sound beat, my friend. Go home and hoist one, and we'll call you when Robert Blake kills somebody.
I will toast you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jim. We will toast to you tonight as well.
All right.
All right, thank you. There you go. That's Jim Roop live in Los Angeles. All right. So there you go. So he survived. All right, so let's get back to Kyle here for a second. All right, Kyle, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, okay. So now, this house is in Milwaukee.
Yes, it is.
Okay. It's in Milwaukee. It's you and two. So Nate would be the fourth dude?
He would be the fifth dude.
Oh,
he would be the
in a basement.
Now, see,
the room's in the basement?
What's that?
Did you say the room's in the basement?
No, there's 5 rooms and a full basement.
Oh, okay.
So he would have an actual room?
Yeah, an actual room with windows and everything.
You have a pool?
We have a pool we just refinished last summer.
You have a fenced-in yard because he's got a dog?
Yep. And I just got a brand new puppy, by the way.
Aww.
Let's see how long that thing stays alive.
I'm
keeping my dog alive. It's okay.
Yeah, see, it stays along with you guys putting the paper bag full of pot smoke over its snout every night.
How far are you from downtown?
From downtown, it takes maybe 5 to 10 minutes.
Okay, and how about from Hawthorne?
From Hawthorne, 5 to 10 minutes.
5 to 10 minutes on a car or bike?
Oh, in a car. But bike could probably be about like good 20 minutes. It's a pretty good ride, though.
Good workout, though. Nate's staying in shape. He's staying thin. Getting the cardiovascular working. He's not close enough that he can pop over and do the big things awkward late at night when you've had a fight and you don't want to talk anymore.
He doesn't really do that anyway.
No, you're giving me the look.
That just seems a little far away.
Okay, now let me understand this. Now, is it as a function of this? It seems to me. Now, again, I'm just the messenger here. I wasn't the one that found the MySpace picture. I wasn't the one that showed it to me. I was the one who called her a hoe, but, you know, what are you going to do? You know, a hoe's a hoe. All I'm doing now is trying to coordinate. You know what it is? I'm the broker now. I'm just trying to find Nate a place to live because we inadvertently broke up Sarah's relationship for hours on Friday. I don't really know that you're given veto power at this point. I mean, that the whole thing that you can't say no? Because you blew up his spot, as the kids say?
It's true. I just know Nate, and I know that he'll probably want to be closer. He's desperate right now.
Is this that Nate wants to be closer, or is this that you don't want Nate living with four dudes?
He's been living with four guys for like a year now.
Yeah. All right. So, well, let me ask you this. You still work out with Justin?
No. You know what? I haven't seen Justin probably since like last May, probably.
He has a live-in girlfriend now.
Does Megan live there?
Justin,
your ex has a live-in girlfriend?
He does.
That's funny how you keep track of those things. Do you and Justin talk a lot?
No, we've talked a couple times.
So how
she doesn't like me.
Did he tell you that?
I heard that he wanted to go to the last listener party, but she wouldn't let him.
No! You are kidding me!
No, I didn't. It was from one of his friends. I don't know that for sure, but...
Oh, dude. Oh... Just making friends left and right today. All right. So am I allowed to ask what the rent would be?
Yeah,
what would his portion of the rent be at this house of his dreams?
It would be $260 a month for just the house.
That's less than he was going to be paying with the home.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you accepting applications?
Yes.
So
it'd be $260. When could he move in?
He can move in. I can get the rest of mine because I just moved from upstairs to downstairs. He can move in tonight.
Well, so it's upstairs. How big is the room?
The room, I will say, it's not the biggest thing in the world, but it's a room.
It's probably bigger than what he's got now.
No, he has a huge room right now.
Yeah, but it's filled with termites and
well, he could
things, isn't it?
He just lives in a big house. They just have to move because they're selling it.
That whole house that he's in now has just got to be burned out and hosed down. And
yeah.
They got to start over with that thing.
It's just a house of chaos.
It really is. It's like that Leatherface house in the Texas Chainsaw Massacre where there's just blood and pelts everywhere and like fist-shaped holes in the walls. So that's, yeah, his place now is just one bad corridor of nightmares. You don't want to go in that place. So you know it's true. You walk in that house and it's just a whole lot of like spray paint and like street signs hanging in the walls.
No.
And
it
like dents in the wall where like people's heads have clearly been shoved at great force late at night. There's all kinds of markings in that house that don't come from a pleasant and peaceful place. You know what I mean?
I bet the landlord's listening right now.
I know. It sounds like they're all out anyway. Okay, so he could be moving in tonight.
Okay.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, presuming that he's the warden allows him to do it. Although I don't think Sarah. Again, I think Sarah has ceded all of her veto power since she screwed him on the last place.
I don't know. Nate and I will discuss it.
Okay. Well, that's saying it's code for something. All right, Kyle. Thank you so much. We'll be in touch, man.
All right. No problem.
All right. Tell Megan. We appreciate her dressing in a slutty fashion for the listener party.
Oh, she's starting to do it all the time now.
Excellent. Nice. Good times. All right, there you go. Thank you, Kyle.
Buddy.
All right, good time. There you go. That's Kyle. Well, there you go.
Problem solved. You're like Oprah.
Check it out. That's what I'm about. You know what it is? You know, the Rick Emerson Show.
I don't want to go stay the night over at Kyle's house.
Oh, I never thought about that.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm never going to be going over. This is the beginning of the end, my friend. Have fun with that cheap rent, Nate.
Get your groove on.
See ya.
Dan and Kyle got a glass up against the wall.
Oh, don't be gross.
That's going
to
be the case,
too. Okay, you stop talking now.
No, come on. I'm just saying. No, you know what the Rick Emerson Show is? It's people helping people. It's not really a business.
Life-changing radio.
It's more of a family. So there you go. And look, if Nate doesn't take it, you know, we'll auction it off to somebody else. Who wouldn't want to live at that house? It sounds like good times at it all around the clock.
It does.
Probably got like a Ham's beer sign right above the entry. Way when you walk in.
Well, it's time for me to find a new boyfriend, then.
Okay, you said that. I didn't.
I need someone within walking distance, Rick.
I
don't need to drive out to 20 minutes till Milwaukee.
Well, see, but what is this obsession that you and Nate have?
Because we walk. Like, sometimes I'll leave my car there, or, like, he'll leave his bike.
Now, does he not drive? Is that the thing, he doesn't drive?
No, he drives. But we both are, like, 50-50 driving, biking.
But he has a car.
I think he can walk to Milwaukee.
Yeah.
There is a shoulder on the road.
Well,
He rides his bike to work every day.
All right, well, which is, he's a good person. I'm just saying that you got that. I'm not trying to cast aspersions. Everybody runs their relationship in their own way. All I'm saying is you don't live together. You don't want to live next door, but you do have some, like, minimum or maximum distance.
Yes, and it was something that we discussed, which he is now ignoring. So, yeah, we have a minimum distance because we were going to stick in the same neighborhood and have, like, our own things going on, but, you know, still be within bike riding / walking distance.
Okay, it's all very confusing. This relationship is hard to, it's complex. There's all these, this is an intricate relationship you have with Nate. So, all right. All right. Well, we have to break here. Well, do we?
No, we don't have to.
Do we? Do we have to break?
No, we do have one more break.
Should we do it now? Well, here's what we gotta get done.
We do have one more.
Okay, well, here's what we gotta do. We gotta do the Xbox files. We gotta, do the top five. if we have a chance. We got to talk about this country song. We got to go back to the news desk. We got Peter Carlin. All of that. So
I don't think it can all be done.
It's impossible. I cannot blah, blah, blah anymore, Captain. Insert whatever. Listen to this. Let's see. Rick, let me get this straight. Sarah's dude was going to move in with some hoe that puts her ass on a web posting with a device frequently used by uptight single women in their 40s.
That's correct, yes.
You talk about on the radio, said hoe gets pissed at Sarah's dude, and dude in turn gets pissed at you. Whoa, hey, Sarah's dude, your decision-making process is somewhat flawed. Place blame where it actually belongs. That's Mike in the...
That's exactly what it was, because you know what? He got so... It actually kind of pissed me off, because he got super defensive about
it. No, I was here.
He was so defensive, like, defending this girl that he'd met once.
All right.
Like, freaking out. And he's known me for, like, 4 years now.
All right. Let's see. I got a message that says, don't... It's so tricky. I get all these emails that say, you didn't hear this from me, but... But then I never know how to phrase it. Well, it's nothing interesting. It's about the number of people at the parade yesterday. It's from somewhat of a news organization.
Didn't you have something from someone who said they knew the drinking habits of the woman from the OLCC?
Yeah.
Oh, I've been dying to know.
I got someone who claims, and again, this is just a claim. I never had to handle these. I got an email. I got an email from someone who claims to have literal first-hand knowledge of the drinking habits of the woman, Teresa Kaiser, the OLCC who got busted. But I can't read it on the air. It's an allegation. It's like, I've been there and seen her blank, blank, blank. You don't know how often she blank, blank, blank.
Bongs?
I didn't say that. That was Sarah Dillon who said that.
I'm not saying anything. I'm playing a guessing game.
No?
Can we play Mad Libs?
Sure, why not?
Okay.
Let's play OLCC Mad Libs.
I have been at the OLCC woman's house and seen her blank.
Adjective?
Verbing a noun. No, verbing nouns all night long.
Taking shots.
I didn't say that. That's not accurate. I'm not saying that's the answer.
Reading magazines.
You wouldn't believe how often she's, adverb, state of being.
Happy.
Jump from a roof.
No, that's...
Purple.
No, that's tomorrow. That's only if we do our job right. Okay. Let's break, shall we? The show's not successful until we kill someone. Oh, God. We're all going to hell.
This is just like a network, isn't it?
One ticket. Punch it, please. All right. Jack Black. That's how you want to do things. Oh, yeah! All right, so Rick Emerson Show coming up. Xbox Files. Scandal involving John Bon Jovi. Tim Riley, don't forget, tomorrow, Charles Ross in studio for One Man Star Wars. You stay right there. It's AM 970. Solid State Radio. Don't go anywhere.